Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Y'all, we have the one and only Nancy Grace with us for a true crime roundup. Back in the day, we would often get together on Fridays and assess the week and plan and prepare for Monday. And Nancy would call it a roundup. So I'm going to get right to it and let Miss Grace take over. So let's talk first about Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy. So the feds hit two of his homes, one in L.A. and one in Miami. What did you think when you heard that?
Okay, number one, I don't know how I feel about calling it a roundup because you make cases sound like cows or pigs of some sort. But that said, Sean P. Diddy Combs, a.k.a. Puff, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy. I mean, there's so many more. And Cheryl, you know, I love nothing more than standing in front of a jury panel, that means 60 to 100 people, and reading the indictment when the defendant has a long list of aliases. Because guess what, Cheryl? Most people don't have aliases.
That's right. That's right.
And so everybody looks over at the defendant's like, why do you have a bunch of fake names? But starting there, I can tell you this, Cheryl. When the feds roll up in front of your place in armored trucks and wearing Kevlar, you have a problem, a big problem. And that's exactly what Sean Combs, I think that's his real name, has right now. I have disliked Combs ever since his blow up with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, way back when. When a shootout started, I think it was in a nightclub, and she wisely broke up with him. That's somebody we haven't heard a peep from her. I bet Ben Affleck ain't happy one bit his beautiful wife was ever tangled up with this POS. But that said, I don't know anything about their relationship. I just know that's the best day's work she ever did was dumping him. Here's the deal, Cheryl. Many people are going, oh, boo-hoo. Why did they mess up his place? It looks so messy now. All I could see were about, $200,000 or $300,000 of designer tennis shoes on the floor. That's what stuck out at me. But here's what happens during a search, especially when there are people at the search target. We are hearing about guns as well as sex trafficking. You do not go in to a location until it is secured. If there are people there, they have to be taken outside and searched. You can't have anybody near a gun. Do I have to say the name Randy Schapani? Do you remember Randy, Cheryl McCollum? My friend, one of the first friends I made at the district attorney's office, was a young cop, a rookie. He was newly married. He and his wife were trying to have a baby. And when he would come to grand jury, I believe it was Tuesdays and Fridays, I would, you know, speak to him. We might have a cup of coffee if we had time. He did a simple traffic stop. And the a-hole shot him dead.
Right. Horrible.
Yeah. So when you go into these situations, you never know what's going to happen. So H-E-double-L, yes, they detained everyone, including Sean Combs' sons, we are told, and handcuffed them. I mean, how do I know that there wasn't someone in that home jacked up on meth or something else that would grab a gun and start shooting? So that's why that happened. So everybody can quit whining about that. Can we think instead about his place being left in a mess and occupants being detained and handcuffed? About the women? Some of the alleged victims are underage. Underage, let me repeat, underage. They can't give consent, even if they want to sex. So what we are getting right now is a picture of a man with everything. Money, fame, mansions on both sides of our great country. Everything he could want at the tip of his fingerprints. He's won all sorts of awards. He's been on the cover of the Rolling Stone, you name it. Many people think he's attractive. I don't. But many people do. All I can see, when I look at him, I just see sex trafficker. Of course, he hasn't been proven guilty. That will happen in a court of law. But let's think about the alleged victims here and what they've been through, threatened with losing their jobs, being given alcohol or drugs, being transported to have, let me put in quotes, sex with multiple, quote, sex partners while being videoed. Yeah, when all this comes out in court, if we reach that day, we're going to learn a lot about Sean Combs.
Absolutely. It's been alleged rape, sex trafficking, and other abuses. And the deal is, Nancy, we have four women now, but more are going to come forward, I believe.
Yeah, you're driving me to a double right now. I'm on my second cup of tea, Cheryl McCollum, thinking about Sean T. Diddy Puff. Puffy Combs, because here's the deal. Let me take a swig of this. Oh, Lord, I let it get cold. Cheryl, it's hard. I remember trying a multimillionaire for the murder of his wife. What he did was he set his mansion on fire after he hit her in the head. And when the fire department rolled up, he was laying a la Romanesque across the street in the front yard of another mansion. This beautiful manicured grass. I mean, coming from Bibb County, rural Georgia, I'd never seen anything like it. And they said, what happened? He goes, oh, you know, my house caught on fire. It was about a minute in before he said, oh, my wife's in there. You know how many times I said that to the jury. But here he was. How did he get out? With his pants, his shoes, his shirt, his wallet, his belt, his keys, his glasses. And she died in there with a big blow to the head. Anyway, my point is, he was a multimillionaire. It was just me. And he had a fleet of expensive lawyers, all kind of experts. My point, it's very hard going up against someone that has fame and goodwill from the jury. It's very hard. You know, Cheryl, you met me when I was a state violent felony crime prosecutor in Superior Court. Before that, I don't know if we've ever even discussed this, I was a Fed for 3 years. I would go crazy, Cheryl, because we couldn't move on a case. Even though I had amassed boxes and I had a whole room devoted to my boxes of evidence across from my office. But we couldn't move because the feds weren't ready. Okay? It took forever, which is one of the reasons I like become a felony prosecutor, because it's a much more rapid pace of prosecution. So I'm telling you, the feds did not just roll up in Combs' front yard and execute a search warrant on simultaneous search warrants if they don't already have him dead to rights.
I'm so glad you said that, because you're talking about a home in L.A. and Miami simultaneously. But then they started to arrest some of his associates. And now simultaneously, his business partners have all gotten subpoenas. That tells me just how confident they are in their case.
Yeah, because now everybody's going to start trying to cut deals.
Mm-hmm.
The alleged drug mule has been arrested at a Miami airport. He's going to turn a deal. There's no way because a drug mule can get life behind bars with the feds. They don't play. They're not cutting any deal with anybody. They don't need to. So they probably got Diddy all kind of ways, left, right, and upside down. They may have done wiretaps. You see people are going to roll over so they don't do life behind bars, so they don't get accomplice to sex trafficking charges. Anybody that helped Combs do this can go down.
As they should. And another thing that he's done, he's pretty much had his entire life and career on videotape. So a lot of these associations, we're going to be able to see them live and in color.
You make it sound like the local Kiwanis Club. What association? A bunch of pimps getting together. I don't care how much money they have, they're pimps. If these allegations are true. And, you know, think about it. You know what? But this is not a hard luck story because I have everything in the world I could possibly want. I have the twins. I have David. I got you. I've got my mom still with me. I've got friends that I work with, friends from the DA's office. I am so blessed. I mean, like, I hate to ever even pray to God for any help because I'm already so blessed. But think about it, Cheryl. You know how I grew up. You know, on a red dirt road in the middle of nowhere with a well my grandfather dug in the backyard, pumping out red water, muddy water, and, you know, getting the bookmobile. That's how I got books over the summer that come out to the, quote, underprivileged families, and so the children would have books to read over the summer. I just thought it was wonderful because, you know, that's the first time I had ever had air conditioned. I did not want to leave the bookmobile. I thought it was the best thing that ever happened. That said, I mean, I had an idyllic childhood, but look at what Diddy has. Everything. Mansions, money, beautiful cars. I see him in a fur coat with every new album. I mean, a new fur coat. I mean, he's got everything. And it always confounds me, Cheryl, how somebody that seemingly has everything is driven to do such horrible crimes. I don't get it.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I've always told people money makes you more of what you really are.
Ooh, did you make that up?
I did.
Money
but it's the
makes
truth.
You more of what you really are. That's true, Cheryl McCollum.
It is true. You are loving and kind and giving. The more you have, the more you do for other people. Look what you do for the Methodist home. Look what you've done for domestic violence victims. You give and you give and you give. If somebody is not that, money is going to show that too, big time. Can't hide who you are. I'm telling you.
Okay, by the way, I think I said that first now. Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure you, know you stole that from me.
That could be true. I have stolen a lot from you. There ain't no doubt. There is no doubt. Sometimes I'll even start a speech and I'll say, have y'all ever heard of Nancy Grace? And if they say no, honey, I locked right into some of your good stuff.
Oh, can I just tell you about a speech I just gave down in Hayhira, Georgia?
Oh, I love Hayhira.
It was the Children's Advocacy. Oh, what was the name of it? And I saw these workers just devoting themselves. I'm looking it up right now. Children's Advocacy Center. Children's Advocacy Center. You know, they had a skeleton staff and they were trying to raise money. And I gave a speech, and, you know, it never fails. I choke up every time I talk about certain cases that I remember. You know, that never goes away. And that's just me having prosecuted them. Think about these alleged victims. You know what I was reading just this morning, Cheryl? I was reading about how Gypsy Rose Blanchard, you know, her mother abused her and made her pretend to be deathly ill, claiming she had cancer. She had all these forced operations on her. She'd shave her head. Her teeth fell out. Horrible mistreatment. It just came out that, and she killed her mother, that she got out of jail finally, and she married someone. And they just broke up after 3 months. Okay, I'm not saying she didn't murder her mother. I'm not saying that that's not wrong. What I am saying is once you suffer trauma, you are never the same. You're never the same. I'm just thinking about these alleged victims, what they went through, and it's going to be made out that they did whatever they had to do for money. That's going to be a defense. But can you say that about underage girls? No, you can't.
I think it's going to be deeper and wider and uglier. And they have it.
Hey, yeah, well, right. You said that about Michael Jackson, too, and so did I.
Yeah, 100%. So, Sebastian Rogers.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven.
Missing, autistic, 15-year-old, no shoes, no cell phone, no way to get anywhere. And it got down to at least 40 degrees that we know of, and he's been gone a long time. His mama and stepdaddy are unusual in the way they answer questions. They seem very vague. It's almost like they're trying to be polite. When they were talking to you, everything was, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But then they offer nothing else. If you honestly believed that your child was missing, you would be out 24 hours a day, yourself searching, calling his name, putting up flyers, begging for help, but they've left the home.
Yes, I've gotten a lot of heat about my interview with them. But I have found this, Cheryl. Everybody wanted me to tar and feather them, tear them apart. And yes, I could have done that. But you know what I wanted, Cheryl, more than I wanted to vent anger and frustration over Sebastian's disappearance? I wanted facts. I wanted to find out things that I had not found out yet before. It was a fact-finding mission, not a judging arena. I tried to hold back incredulity, smart-ass comments that it would have been cheap shots I could have easily taken. To find out a lot about what cars were there, I'm very curious. Were cars moved in the middle of the night? What were the make and models? I want to find out if they've got a nav system in them. Just all sorts of minute details that matter. Is there a motion-activated light on security lights on their home? Did they activate? How far away did the neighbors live? Just all sorts of things that I would want to know to build a case, not necessarily against them, but against whoever got Sebastian out of that house.
Nancy, you did a beautiful job. You did an outstanding job.
You think I care what people online say? If I cared about that, I'd be under the bed hiding right now. No task would ever be completed. No dream would ever come true.
Amen. But you did a beautiful job. You found out that he hit him with a belt in the past. You found out CPS was involved. You found out they locked their doors. They don't have an alarm. They don't have a motion sensor. That he's willing to take a polygraph if you set it up. You did an outstanding job building what everybody needed to hear them say.
Yeah, you know, there is a time to raise hell. And that time is when you have the facts and you know that you're right. I'm fact-finding right now, and I'm still fact-finding. I see a lot of infighting. I see a lot of attacks on the Cajun Navy who's trying their best to help. But I really think that now is the time for everyone to band together to try to find Sebastian. I'm afraid Sebastian is no longer alive because it's been so long with no one coming forward, no one having spotted him, no credible sightings of him. That is very disturbing to me. Now think about it, Cheryl. If this boy, autistic boy, was on foot, how far could he have gotten? He was not in the retention pond. I already know that was drained. I'm getting conflicting reports as to whether the dog's canine or cadaver truly hit outside the home. We've been told by LA law enforcement they did not, but Sebastian's mom said they did. What does that mean? I can extrapolate from that, but I don't know what that means. But I tell you this, the best witness I've ever put on the stand was a dog.
Amen.
I believe a dog over a human any day. So that how far could he really have gotten? And wouldn't we have found him by now if he had left on foot? That's factoring into my deductions. But the United Cajun Navy has kicked off a search for him. A lot was made about a false hit. Now, when I say false hit by dogs, I had it explained to me by the Cajun Navy. This is what happened. There was a hit. But it was on federal land near a railroad where a lot of homeless people had been living, and it had been closed off. And the hit was not about Sebastian. It was on another person. It was not on Sebastian. There was a lot of excitement when we heard a dog got a hit in this federal land. It had nothing to do with this case. And I've clarified that. I was happy and sad at the same time when I found out about the hit. But I don't want to give up hope yet, but it's been a while now that Sebastian's been gone. Where is he? Could he really be hiding in a shed or in an out, you know, the curtilage, a garage, a shed, a tool house? That doesn't make sense to me.
No, not after 3 days, 6 days, 9 days. I mean, it's getting too long.
Way too long.
But you mentioned dog, and that was one thing that I wanted to say, that they had dogs in the home. So they didn't hear the dogs barking. There was no forced entry. Nothing's missing of value other than the child. But I'm saying it wasn't like a burglary also.
Exactly. And that also, very, very important, Cheryl, I asked the mother about his social media, and she said he didn't have any other than playing games. Then I questioned her about, of course, you know, when my son, John David, plays Minecraft or whatever he's playing, I always ask, who are you playing with? And I find out who's on. I'm like, don't ever, ever play with people you don't know in real life, because this could be some creepy perv, you know, out of Alaska, New Jersey, far, far away is my point, that you don't know. You don't know. You have to only play with people you know. But did he know that? No. So the mom tells me he didn't have that kind of internet access. So that, if that's true, that rules out him being groomed online secretively and taken by a perp. So where does that leave me? If he hasn't wandered away on foot, if he wasn't groomed, if the dad, who I believe, the bio dad, I do believe he was far away and had nothing to do with this. Where does that leave me? And I'll leave you to your own conclusions until the investigation is done.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Koberger. So the defense team is making phone calls to folks, potential jurors, and they're giving them some type of survey. Now, when I first heard it, I'm like, what in the world? Like, I can't imagine just my phone ringing and then, hey, I want to give you a survey about Koberger. How much do you know about the case or whatever? And apparently they've called 400 people. But then I thought different of it, but I want to get your opinion.
Well, I think that's jury tampering. Yes, Brian Koberger's defense team has been trying to, quote, survey potential jurors. It's been nixed by the judge. Now, his defense team is whining about it after the judge ordered both sides to stay away from potential jurors ahead of the change of venue hearing. That's coming up. They want a change of venue. I would argue that they have poisoned their own well. They're the ones that are making these calls. It's like you. Here's something that every good appellate lawyer knows. Appellate. What does that mean? That means after there's a conviction, of course, the defendant appeals. You very often bring in the appellate team, not a trial lawyer, the appellate team within the district attorney's office that does nothing but write appeals. I always insisted that I write my own appeals and go to the appellate court, be it Georgia Court of Appeals or the Georgia Supreme Court, to argue my own case, because I wanted to make sure that it was done. Let me just say, whole hog. I mean, somebody that really cared about holding that conviction, who I felt I cared. So I would typically do my own appellate arguments and briefs. But that said, if you cause, you the defense, cause the error at trial, you cannot then complain about it on appeal. For instance, in Alex Murdaugh, the idiot defense lawyer, actually, he's won a lot of cases, opened the door and the jury found out because of the defense about all the millions and millions of dollars Murdaugh had stolen, which really gave him a motive for murder, right? That was the defense problem. They did that. That's now not a ground for appeal. They brought it. They did it to themselves. Now, here's another issue. I don't want to go too DEFCON 4, but once a lawyer does that, you can also argue it was ineffective assistance of counsel because the lawyer did that. So you're between a rock and a hard spot. That said, the defense has brought on a problem. They can't complain about it if there's a conviction. They have tainted, have poisoned the jury pool by this survey. Now, yes, they're wrong. But just because the other person is wrong and you win the argument doesn't mean you win the war. If they don't grant a change of venue, even though the defense has caused the problem, later on it could be argued that that's reversible error. So I would go along with the change of venue, even though I didn't want to.
Really smart. Here's what I thought. I thought, you know what they're doing? They're getting to that jury first. They're setting the tone. They're going to ask these questions to feel them out. so that they are more prepared for voir dire. So if there's something that really offends the majority of these 400 people, they're going to toss that out. That's what I think they were doing. They were playing this game first.
Now, here's another thing. The defense lawyer, Ann Taylor, just wrote a motion to rescind the judge. His name is Judge Judge. Judge is actually his last name.
Yep.
Okay. There was a late Friday afternoon filing, and I find that to be a strategy to shut down this survey. I'm very curious about what the defense was thinking, and I want to hear the reaction of some of the people that were being, quote, surveyed. Now, the defense claims they were just trying to get evidence to support their application for change of venue. See what I mean? Like, hey, have you heard about the case? What have you heard about the case? Have you already reached an opinion? That's what you do when you strike a jury. You don't taint the pool ahead of time. 400 residents subjected to the defense telephone survey. By the way, I found out they hired a psychologist, Brian Edelman, to conduct the polling. The defense is trying to wiggle out of it by claiming many of his questions dealt with media influence. And the state is arguing that everything that they did was not factually correct. So, I mean, the judge is going to have a fit, or he should have a fit. But what I'm really upset about, I mean, I already know there's going to be a change of venue. So this is kind of like, we're moving, changing venue anyway. So what does it matter? Except now we know the defense will cheat. What worries me more is putting this case off 3 years past the murders. That's not fair to the families or the witnesses.
Amen. Amen. It's not. Listen, I know you got other things to do today, and I appreciate you. This is just our first true crime rodeo. So I appreciate y'all being with us for this roundup.
Cheryl McCollum, before you leave, I want to hear one story from our days together in the courtroom. One. And we have not rehearsed this, everybody. I can't wait to hear what she's going to say.
Well, you mentioned,
just going to make you look great and me look bad, but go ahead.
Remember that time that I gave you advice on the closing argument? No, I'm just kidding. You mentioned the dog as a witness, so I will just tell that story. Nancy absolutely called a dog as a witness, brought the dog in, put him right up there in front of God and country. And the defense attorney, as you can imagine, lost their mind. And Nancy Gray said, and I quote, it's not a problem. Don't worry. You'll have a chance to cross-examine him.
That's exactly what happened. And I thought the defense attorney, I can still remember his face right now. He turned so red. I thought his head was going to blow off.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was in front of one of my favorite judges of all times, Luther Alverson. And Cheryl, I've told you this. When I got into his courtroom, he was the oldest judge on the bench in Fulton County Superior Court. And he was grandfathered in because he was on the bench before mandatory retirement happened. And this is the thing. Do you know this man ran a mile every morning? He was in his 80s. And he was hell-bent on trying more cases than any other judge in the courthouse to show that he was still sharp as a tack, which meant the DA assigned to his courtroom had to try cases every other week. That's how I ended up trying all those cases, is thanks to Luther Alverson. And it was there I brought on the dog witness, and the dog was a star, not me. Yeah, you got a good memory. Okay. You just keep making yourself look good, Cheryl McCollum.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay. Bye, friend. Bye, everybody.
I'm Cheryl McCollum, and this is Zone 7. Bye, everybody.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.